cash, fed cattle traded steady in the south on Friday. Feedlot placements last month were less than expected. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 22nd of April. Cattle futures were narrowly mixed Friday with uncertainty about the cattle on feed report, which ultimately proved to be likely supportive. More about that report momentarily. Live cattle futures closed an average of 12 cents higher, except for unchanged to an average of 5 cents lower in three contracts. Week to week on Friday, they were an average of $4.20 higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 57 cents lower. They were an average of $6.82 higher week to week on Friday. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was moderate on moderate demand in the Southern Plains and Nebraska through Friday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Trade in the Western Corn Belt was slow on light to moderate demand. FOB live prices were steady in the Southern Plains at $182 hundredweight, mostly a dollar lower in Nebraska at $183, and a dollar lower in the Western Corn Belt at $184. Dress delivered prices were a dollar lower at $292. Choice box beef cutout value was 13 cents lower Friday afternoon at $295.67 a hundredweight. Select was $1.56 higher at $290.83. Last week, estimated total cattle slaughter of 620,000 head was 17,000 head more than the previous week, but 5,000 head fewer than the same week last year. Estimated year-to-date total cattle slaughter of 9.5 million head was 486,000 head fewer, or 4.7% less. Estimated year-to-date beef production of 8 billion pounds was 233.9 million pounds less, or 2.8% less. For broader context, estimated total year-to-date red meat production is 1.3% less. Turning to row crops, grain and soybean futures rallied Friday with likely short covering. Corn futures closed mostly 4 to 6 cents higher, with added support from the Environmental Protection Agency's emergency fuel waiver to allow E15 gasoline to be sold during the summer driving season. Kansas City wheat futures closed mostly 6 to 7 cents higher. Soybean futures closed 11 to 16 cents higher through Jan of 25. Calves and feeder cattle traded mixed at the weekly weekend auctions monitored by CattleCurrent. Steers weighing 700 to 749 sold mostly steady at Herod Livestock Auction in South Dakota, where there were 2,617 head. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing less than 600 pounds sold $10 higher at Erickson Livestock Market in Nebraska. Steers weighing more than 600 pounds sold $10 lower. Heifers weighing 400 to 700 pounds sold $4 to $8 lower. There are 2,365 head on offer. At Santa Teresa Livestock Auction in New Mexico, steer calves weighing less than 500 pounds sold $3 to $5 higher, but $5 to $7 lower at 500 to 600 pounds. Steer calves and yearlings weighing more than 600 pounds sold $3 to $5 higher. Spayed heifers weighing less than 450 sold $3 to $5 lower, and then $10 to $15 higher at heavier weights. There are 2,159 head on offer, all Mexican origin. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, feeder steers trended sharply higher at St. Ong's Livestock Auction in South Dakota. Heifers weighing 600 to 650 sold mostly steady, and then $10 higher at 650 to 700 pounds. There are 1,336 head on offer. Turning to weekly auction summaries in the Southeast, feeder classes sold unevenly steady in Georgia and unevenly steady to $3 lower in Florida. Feeder steers sold unevenly steady in Alabama, where feeder heifers traded $1 to $6 lower, and feeder bulls sold $2 to $5 higher. Finally, in Mississippi, feeder steers sold $5 to $10 higher, and feeder heifers traded steady to $10 higher. Major U.S. financial indices closed mixed on Friday, with pressure from tech stocks and geopolitical concerns about the Mideast conflict. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 211 points higher. The S&P 500, though, closed 43 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 319 points. West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME closed from 8 cents lower to 41 cents higher through the front six contracts. Markets will likely view Friday's monthly cattle on feed report as neutral to supportive, with fewer feedlot placements than expected. For feedlots with 1,000 head or more capacity, March placements of 1.7 million head were 246,000 head fewer than the same time last year, which was 12.3% less and about 4% fewer than expectations ahead of the report. In terms of placement weights, 34% went on feed weighing 699 pounds or less, 53% weighing 700 to 899 pounds, and 13% weighing 900 pounds or more. Marketings in March of 1.7 million head were 271,000 head fewer, or 13.7% less than last year, but that was about 2% less than estimates ahead of the report. Cattle on feed April 1st of 11.8 million head were 174,000 head more, or 1.5% more than a year earlier, which was in line with expectations. Also, heifers on feed April 1st of 4.6 million head were 39% of the mix and 1% more than the same time last year. That's your cattle current market update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 22nd of April. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.